Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
Are you pregnant out there? Is anyone pregnant? Well, I've got a very interesting question. Why would you want morning sickness? Turns out you do. That was a little teaser. And Dr. Alyssa Dweck, who's a full-time practicing OBGYN at the Mount Kisco Medical Group in Westchester County, New York, and author of V is for Vagina, Your A to Z Guide to Periods, Piercings, Pleasures, and So Much More, is here with us once again and is a regular on our show, Her Radio, because she's so good and she can explain these things. So Dr. Dweck, pregnant, why would you want morning sickness? First, let's define morning sickness. What is it? I mean, we read about this all the time on the newspapers with Kate Middleton always ending up in the hospital with her morning sickness. And so define it and then help us understand why we want it.
Sure. And thank you for having me. So I think it's really important to make a distinction between typical morning sickness in pregnancy, which includes those miserable feelings of nausea, perhaps some dry heaves or actual vomiting that occurs in the morning when you're early on in your pregnancy, usually in the first 9 or 10 weeks or so. And as the days go on, things tend to improve on their own, and then you gain your appetite back and these symptoms go away. This distinction has to be made from something called hyperemesis gravidarum, which is what I believe Kate Middleton has suffered from, which is sort of the most extreme end of the spectrum of morning sickness, where you have such significant nausea, vomiting, that you can become dehydrated. It can take a real toll on your health, and sometimes women even need to be hospitalized for this.
Wow, that's wild. Okay, so I mean, let's talk about why it's good for you. What's going on?
It seems that nobody really knows exactly what causes morning sickness or hyperemesis. However, there seems to be some sort of protective effect, because we've seen in studies that women who have morning sickness or even hyperemesis may end up having a healthier pregnancy. In fact, there was one study published in the Journal of Reproductive Toxicology that came out suggesting that morning sickness may be a sign of a healthier, more intelligent baby, and certainly was linked to a lower chance of miscarriage. So this may be protective in general, and for some people have theorized that morning sickness is nature's way of protecting a fetus from a mom ingesting toxins.
Oh, how interesting. So there's this evolutionary backdrop that, who knows, and maybe higher levels of hormones may trigger the sickness, this morning sickness, do you think? What about that?
It's possible. Even though the real trigger is unknown, it seems that it's plausible that the higher levels of estrogen or even the pregnancy hormone called HCG may be responsible for triggering hormone sickness. We do see more morning sickness in women carrying multiple gestations, and they tend to have much higher hormone and HCG levels. But we also have to keep in mind that from time to time, morning sickness and significant vomiting may also be suggestive of thyroid disorder or something else. So it should need to be checked into and then just confirm that it's just related to early pregnancy.
Well, I've also read that mothers who suffered nausea also had fewer premature births, that it was a 6.4% compared to 9.5% for the healthy mothers. So what's going on with the premature birth?
Right. That could be the case. I know that one study that I mentioned did bring that up. I will say there is a slight risk to babies born to moms who have had really severe hyperemesis, where they may have a higher chance of low birth weight babies. So that's something to keep in mind. But again, lower rate of miscarriage for women who have hyperemesis.
I know. I was just looking at, pictures the other day of little Prince George. Boy, I'll tell you one thing, honey. He's not having any problems with weight. I mean, he looks like he's ready for a sixth grade or something. I mean, that's one big kid. And at the same time, Kate Middleton did certainly have quite a few problems with her very first pregnancy. So how about the risk of miscarriage? I heard that it's, more than three times higher in women who did not experience morning sickness.
Correct. This is true. And I don't know whether there's truly just a protective effect of these higher hormone levels that's at play here. It's something that would be interesting to find out in the future.
Well, I'm sure if a woman's listening right now, she's thinking, what if I'm not having morning sickness? Is that a bad sign?
Well, many times women who have perfectly healthy pregnancies are not experiencing morning sickness. In addition, some women are just a little bit more tolerant of symptoms than others, so it is a bit relative. The good news is there are natural and some more aggressive ways to treat morning sickness so that women don't have to be so uncomfortable during early pregnancy if this is something that's ailing them. For example, ginger supplementation, ginger tea, this has been shown to help with morning sickness. In addition, acupressure in the form of wristbands that can be worn around the wrists have been shown to be helpful. And these are similar to what women wear when they go on cruise ships to prevent motion sickness. Mint tea or mint candies are helpful for some people. And then in really severe cases where vomiting has taken hold and there's the threat of dehydration, we can use medication to help to control symptoms.
And then also to keep up with electrolytes and all the rest of it.
Exactly.
So that's an issue. So let's look at other forms of being able to handle and treat morning sickness. What's going on with that?
Other forms. Well, like I said, for more severe cases, we will consider intravenous hydration. We will consider antiemetics, which are medications that work to prevent nausea and vomiting. And this is all in an effort mainly to prevent dehydration and, as you mentioned, electrolyte disorders, which can really take their toll.
Well, what I'm thinking about, too, is that, if you look in the complementary medicine category, you were mentioning acupressure. Does acupuncture work?
I wouldn't be surprised if it did work, but I have not come across that in my practice.
Well, what's interesting? I have read some of the stats, and this was a very interesting thing. This is University of Maryland researchers found that when they use acupuncture for pregnancy-related nausea and vomiting, it was statistically significantly improved. And so I would highly recommend acupuncture. Who knew? It's also acupuncture is good for a lot of things, but this was a published study from the University of Maryland. So I thought maybe, we could pass that on to everyone out there as well.
Absolutely. I'm so sorry to interrupt, which is a very simple thing. A lot of pregnant women, especially early in the first trimester, will have terrible food aversions or smell aversions. So avoiding certain triggers, like the smell of coffee for some people or the smell of, something that just turns them off may help to prevent some of the nausea as well.
Oh, I think that's a fantastic idea. Really, just sort of sit back and say to yourself, gosh, when do I feel rotten here, one way or the other? Well, this has been absolutely fantastic. Once again, Dr. Alyssa Dweck has been fantastic in helping us understand the question, well, if you're pregnant, why you want morning sickness? Dr. Dweck's wonderful book is V is for Vagina, Your A to Z Guide to Periods, Piercings, Pleasures, and So, So Much More. Dr. Dweck, thank you for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson. Listen on and like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. Stay well.